White-collar workers may be the new blue-collar workers, or at least they're threatened in the same way. That's according to Ethan Kapstein, an expert in international economic relations and author of Sharing the Wealth, Workers in the World Economy. We brought him in for this Labor Day to examine how the American workforce is changing. And he says white-collar workers are facing the possibility that, like steel workers say, of an earlier generation, their jobs could move overseas.
Think, for example, of the increasing number of people who are going overseas for medical services to countries like India. And many developing countries now are developing medical tourism.
Meaning that I could go get my facelift and get to see the Taj Mahal at the same time.
Exactly. The point is that in countries like India or in many developing countries, they can deliver high-quality medical service at much lower costs than the consumer could get in the United States or even in some parts of Western Europe. Accounting services can be outsourced and are increasingly being outsourced. When you call on the phone for reservations or to order goods and services, you know, one of the interesting things I do now is ask people where are they located. And they could be anywhere from Bangalore to South Africa. This is that aspect of globalization that will continually put pressure on many, many segments of the American labor force. Even more to the point, it's the threat that your job could move overseas that's having a chilling effect on workers. Alan Greenspan used to say that globalization was one of the major factors that was keeping a lid on prices and wages on in the United States.
Have any Americans in any significant numbers tried to chase their jobs overseas?
Not that I'm aware of. One reason being, perhaps, is it's very hard to move to, for example, Western Europe. The border controls are very stringent. The United States is among the very few economies in the world that is as open to migrants as it's been.
Well, who is safe?
I think fewer and fewer jobs are safe in that sense. And I think the important lesson from that is it means that all of us, and you know, I think of people like myself as well, have to continually upskill. We have to continually invest in our skills in order to maintain our productivity levels.
Is there a practical limit to all this offshoring? I mean, at some point there must be some advantage to being local that can allow you to keep some jobs and some wealth in the community.
The real limit is placed by the productivity of the American workforce. At the end of the day, the thing that keeps the American economy strong, and more to the point on Labor Day, the American wage earner well paid, is the productivity of that individual. I think it's really important to remember the U.S. has tremendous advantages as we think about these issues of globalization and labor. America continues to have an amazing entrepreneurial spirit and a productive workforce. It has great universities. There are so many factors that favor the American economy compared to, for example, the European economy. But there are some real disadvantages as well. The problem of the health insurance, you know, very high health insurance costs that weigh on everybody. The poor infrastructure in many areas that people face, poor schooling in many parts of the country. These all weigh down on people and make it harder for them to be productive.
Ethan Kapstein, thanks for taking the time.
Okay, thanks very much.
Ethan Kapstein is a professor at the INSEAD Graduate School of Business in Paris.